Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the time of year. I just love it. Like yesterday when it was kind of snowing, I just absolutely loved it because it wasn't cold like the day before. It was just snowing. And I don't know. I was out and about a little bit, maybe because I wasn't in a big hurry, like I was talking about with some of those plane flights. Kind of getting holiday spirit. It was like 25 degrees and it felt good. And it's just cool. It's cool stuff. And I like this time of year, I guess is what I'm saying. I like the fact that we have this change of seasons. And when it gets like this, and even when the leaves, I love when the leaves change colors, but when they fall into the ground, now I know Thanksgiving's coming. And I like that. And then I know after that, the winter's coming, and I like that. It's just fun stuff. And in between is this thing called the hunting season, which is about as awesome as it gets. Joining us right now, a man that knows all about the hunting season because he does it for a living. Graham Gresseth, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How you doing?
Good, man. The last time we talked, you were going to Western Minnesota and South Dakota to guide. I was going to North Dakota to hunt. You go first. How'd it go?
It was really good. We had a good stretch out there. South Dakota was tough. There was no crops out. All the ducks were feeding in beans, which is always kind of a challenge to hide in. But, we did really well. We had, 6 days of guiding there, and, I think we shot, we had good shoots on 4 of the 6 days that we were there. So it was good.
In bean fields or where?
Mostly in beans. Yeah.
And when you go to South Dakota, I mean, first of all, you have to qualify and get a license to be able to hunt there. So it's trickier than other places. But if you do, it's kind of an untapped gold mine, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it is and it isn't. South Dakota is just kind of its own deal. Land access in South Dakota is really tough.
Yep.
We've got a pretty good network of farmers that we work with. And, you know, we're a guide service, so we pay the farmers and landowners, and we have the opportunity to get onto their land. And even then, it's tough. The trade-off is there's lots of birds. So there's lots of fields to find and you just keep scouting and finding fields and talking to people and you just keep doing it again until you get into one, and then you go beat them up and then you do it all over again.
And are you always looking for mallards, or do you go hunt bluebills and everything else there?
Nah, we don't really mess with divers too much. We mainly are focused on mallards. We did hunt water one of the days that we were there, but the rest of them we hunted fields and we shot mainly giant Canadas and mallards. That's about, I don't know if we shot, I think we shot, we didn't shoot any widgeon. I think we shot maybe one hen pintail and the rest were mallards.
So now where are we at with it? Is it shut down? How much ice we got? What do we got?
No, right now is peak. This is probably Lacqua Parle. So while we were in South Dakota, our best hunts we actually had were in Western Minnesota. I think a lot of the ducks that would have probably been in South Dakota normally are in Western Minnesota because there's maybe 5% of the corn out in the northeast corner of the state, and Western Minnesota is just absolutely, you know, harvest is almost done. There's still some standing corn, but I'd say probably 60 to 70% of the corn is out. And people can go on our Facebook page and our Instagram page. I just uploaded a video from the refuge tonight. I mean, Mike, it is crazy out there right now. It's some of the biggest numbers we've seen in years.
Hunting fields,
yep. We'll hunt fields and ice right now. That's mainly what we hunt. We've got a couple spots where we're keeping water open with an ice eater on some of our small stuff like sheet water in fields, but mostly it's fields and some open water and then some ice sets.
So are the diving ducks gone? Are they through and now it's just mallards that are feeding corn and water?
I would say there's still some divers around. You just have a tough time finding a spot where you're going to be able to get at them. A lot of the open water is in the middle. That's the one nice thing about this cold stretch we had, is that we had a lot of wind. So that did keep a lot of water open. If it would have been real cold during that stretch, we probably would be in a little different spot than we are right now. But that wind kept a lot of stuff open. You know, if you had a spot by a point or something where you could keep some open water, then you'd probably really shoot some divers. But, it's a lot of mallards in western Minnesota right now.
Now, how long do you think this will continue? And how long is the season in Minnesota anyway?
Well, we've got duck hunting closes in the central zone. That closes on the 24th, so not this Sunday, but the Sunday after. And then we'll continue to chase mallards through December 1st, so Thanksgiving weekend in the southern zone.
And the southern zone is what?
Basically, like in western Minnesota, it's everything south of 212.
So you're right on that, right there. You're right on the border, huh?
Yeah, our lodge is just 10 miles off of Highway 212. So we'll keep hunting ducks all the way until the very end.
And there'll be spots. You think that it'll stay good until December 1st?
Well, I can't say till December 1st, but I can tell you on the 10-day forecast, there's nothing in the 10-day forecast that tells me that we're at a risk of losing a lot of birds. I mean, I think that we will maintain the population that we have. We'll probably continue to grow as some of those birds from northern Minnesota continue to trickle down. But we should be at, we'll be at maximum. I mean, we're at pretty much peak migration numbers now, and I would say that we'll maintain this at least for the next 10 days.
Geese too?
Geese and ducks. Yeah, it's crazy out there right now.
Really? So you're finding fields, and when you say you hunt ice, will you find a flooded field and just throw decoys on the ice, or what?
Yeah, so one of the great things about ice is visibility. So if you can get into a spot where maybe there's some sheet water that rolls right up to a harvested field, you can set a really realistic spread where you can set decoys out on the ice and then decoys up into the corn like they're feeding. And it's a very realistic set for ducks and geese. And it's a great way to take advantage of them.
So when you have that too, I mean, that's pretty easy hunting in terms of you're not tromping through. It's frozen now and you can stand pretty easy. It's got to be a pretty a nice way to hunt because you're in standing corn. You're not in lay down blinds or any of that stuff.
Yeah, well, usually you're going to be in layouts or an A-frame in a set like that because you're usually going to be, you'll be off the water and there's not usually going to be standing corn. I mean, sometimes there's going to be standing corn to hunt, but a lot of times you're going to be hunting from a ground blind or an A-frame blind. But, yeah, you can set a very realistic spread where it looks like there's birds on the ice loafing and then up in the corn feeding. When you set those decoys on ice, they just pop. There's so much visibility. It's a great way to hunt birds late season.
So don't hesitate to put decoys on ice. We always think you got to have open water.
No, definitely not. We run a lot of ice sets. You just got to make sure, obviously, number one, the ice is thick enough. You got to be smart there. But if you've got thick ice that you can walk on and get, a good amount of decoys onto, you can get a bunch of full bodies and shells out there. That's a great way to go this time of year.
And are you always looking for a river as kind of your home base because you know that will stay open and they can roost there?
Yeah, if you've got a river in your area that'll hold birds, that's a good place to go. But, I mean, like I said, honestly, right now, on Lac qui Parle, like in the south end and then the north end up by Dalens Bay, there's plenty of areas where we've got lots of open water, and that will open back up because we're going to have high temps in the 40s here this week. So we're going to have plenty of open water this week. So a lot of these lakes, a lot of your deeper lakes, and then like Lac qui Parle and Big Stone, which are, a wide spot in the river where you've got some current, those all stay open. And those are, dynamite places for those birds to roost right now.
You're going to keep me in touch on this, right?
Yeah.
How about down close to the metro? Anything happening there off the rivers and the fields?
Yep. So, same thing in the metro. All along all of our stuff in the Northwest Metro is we've got lots and lots and lots of birds, lots of geese. Not as many ducks, some ducks on the river, but lots and lots and lots of geese. So this is really like people have probably got about 2 weeks of some of the best hunting of the year, and they'll see some of the biggest numbers that they will see all year. I would guess around Thanksgiving, that's when we're going to get our freeze out. That's when it usually happens. We'll get a big snowstorm coming up here in a couple of weeks. But until then, Mike, like it, this is a great time for people to get out and get out hunting.
You're encouraging me, aren't you?
I am. You need to make this happen.
If we hunt in the metro somewhere, is there a good chance you end up with a combo hunt of ducks and geese?
Pretty good chance, yeah. Yep.
Okay. You call me soon, okay?
Just say yes.
I'm saying yes. I need you to give me some particulars for next week, okay?
All right. Sounds good, buddy.
Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Bye.
You bet. Graham Gresseth. GeeseFearUs.com is the name of his website.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.